This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Back-to-back shutouts is what we've seen so far in the American League Divisional Series between Detroit and the Guardians. The Guardians were on the good side for Game 1, 7-0. And then yesterday on the downside, 3-0 as Detroit was able to come up with that big three-run homer in the top of the ninth inning. So this is where we sit. They'll play again tomorrow at 3:08 as the scene turns to Detroit. He's Jeff Phelps. I'm Andy Baskin. 216-474-0092. Let's turn to our good friend, longtime friend, always a great read, and you can catch him every day in the Chronicle-Telegram. He is Chris Ostenheimer. He's on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Ossie, always a pleasure to see you yesterday.
What's up, Chris?
Yes, good to see you yesterday, Andy.
It was...
I didn't see you, Jeff.
And you, Chris, yes.
Everybody was there. He was sitting next to all the whole crew. Petrak was right next to him.
I don't have, like, big-time, you know, friends who have season tickets that I can rub shoulders with like Andy. I'm just a working man.
I was with Chris in the press box. What are you talking about?
You're being humble, Jeff. Uh-huh. You could have been up in that press box. You would have been allowed in for sure.
Thanks, Chris. That's nice of you to say.
See, he's the gatekeeper up there now. We're good to go.
you show up at the door and you go, three knocks.
There you go. All right, are you ready to make the – are you taking the drive over to Detroit, my friend? Just go get ready for game three here?
Yes. Okay. Actually, as soon as I hang up with you, I'm heading there.
All right. Well, be safe on your ride up there. Your thoughts on yesterday's game, because there's a lot of second guessing going on.
Yeah. I mean, the way I look at it overall is going into that game, if you're realistic, you're thinking that there's not a real good chance that the Guardians are going to beat Tarik Skubal. You know, I know they got 10 hits off him in that one game that he pitched against them and only one run, whatever. But I'm not going crazy over that because you probably didn't expect to win that game anyway. But on the other hand, you didn't have to beat Skubal to win that game because he was out in, what, 7 innings? So you had 2 innings to actually just win that game and you were in position. So that's the other hand you can look at. But if you just look at the start before this game even happened last night, you're thinking it's a loss. Yes, it would be nice, you know, and it's not a given that Skubal's just going to go out and win. But you're thinking you're not winning that game. So this is kind of how I thought the series would go back to Detroit, and here we are.
Andy and I tried to get cute earlier and, you know, second guess Steven Vogt. We went through six scenarios from yesterday's game where you might be able to second guess the guy. We couldn't do it, Chris. We just thought he made moves. We understood the moves. They just didn't work. Would you second guess anything he did? Not, you know, not bunting with Jimenez at the plate and with David Fry at the plate, which would have given you two outs, moving guys though over though, and then Clase going for four outs, bringing him in the eighth. Would you second guess anything?
Yeah, I second guess the big move that he made.
The Clase move?
Yes, I understand why he made it, but I turned to Scott Petrak last night when he went to make that move. I get it. You want your best pitcher in the mound, and you can defend it that way all you want. But fact is, he did that maybe once this year.
It was once.
Yes, and it was in August 20th, and it's like, why rock the boat? Just let him come in. If you're going to bring him in, which you're going to, if the game's tied, bring him in the ninth. Don't mess with it. It's been a thing the whole year long. You know, postseason comes along, they mess with it. I'm not saying that's why Clase wasn't sharp last night, but still, just ride with what's got you there all year long. The bullpen's been your strength. And the way you've mapped it out has been perfect all season long. And then for some, and again, I get why he did it. I just, that would be a move I would second guess.
Yeah, we understood why he did it too. It just, right. It didn't work. But I wonder, would you have stuck with Gattis? Would you have brought in Andrew Walters? What would you have done?
Yeah, that was the other thing. It's like, well, who gets that? Maybe Gattis,
Just let him go another guy?
Yeah, one more
or
out.
Or pitch to Riley Green, maybe, instead of walking him.
I get you. It's easy to second guess afterwards, when it doesn't work. You're thinking Class A's coming in there and he's going to do what he's done all season long. And it just didn't happen. And it's just baseball. You can point to so many things in that game, but fact is, 0-0 going into the ninth inning, and you got to take that. With Scooble on the mound,
let's push that forward. Do you think he would do it again in this series?
No, I don't.
I'll bet you're
and
right.
I know he would say he will. And he could. I think I tried that. There's no use. I don't want to try that again. Let's just go with one inning. I don't know. Maybe he has so much confidence in Clase that he thinks that was just an aberration and that he can do that. It would be one thing if he could point back to he's done this multiple times this season. Well, he hasn't. So, I wouldn't rock the boat. So, and I don't think he will either, but, I'm not sitting in his chair.
Alex Cobb, game three. Yay or nay? Good idea?
I guess so. I don't know what else, the other option was starting Gavin Williams, and I don't think, and then, having him go two innings and see where you're at with the bullpen. They wanted to make sure that Cobb was healthy enough to do this. They gave him every opportunity to make the roster, and I guess he checked all the boxes. He's a veteran. He's been on the mound in the postseason before, albeit, 11 years ago. He's still at least been there before. And I think that's the great thing about this bullpen, If things go haywire early or if it looks like he's not going to be able to do it, then they got reinforcements out there, especially with this off day. I think that was that's the no risk move. There is going with the veteran who isn't going to go out there, like a Gavin Williams who's never been on the mound in a postseason before, and he at least knows what to expect when he gets out there. Now, if the finger's not an issue, which it appears not to be, he's been really good. And it's not an arm problem. So when he's been healthy for the Guardians, albeit three starts, he's been good. It's just he hasn't been able to get over the finger issue, and that's it's never dogged him much during starts. It's just always afterwards.
I don't mind Cobb at all, but I do wonder. Boy, it's interesting that Ben Lively was left off that playoff roster.
Yeah, I'm not. There's a lot of people who think that he was kind of reaching. You know, 30 starts. I don't think he's done that ever in his career, and I think that, you know, he did show signs. He was inconsistent in the second half. I wouldn't have been shocked to see him left off the roster. I get it. If you're not going to start him, he's not a guy you bring out of the bullpen. I understand that. But I still thought he would have made the roster. And because at the very least, maybe as a long guy, they have long, you know, over Cantillo at least. You know, it's at least a reward to this guy, but I guess you're not worried about rewards in the postseason and things like that. But I just don't think that they thought they just didn't trust him as much as they did a veteran Alex Cobb. And, you know, Lively's another guy with no postseason experience.
How do you sell it to your clubhouse now? So you're Stephen Vogt. You're like, okay, it's 1-1. Now we're in a best of three. And by the way, boys, I mean, I know things didn't turn out right, but I mean, they've gone scoreless. Detroit has 17 of the 18 innings. It's hard to see that when you lose the way they did yesterday, but that's really the reality of the series.
Oh, yeah. No, you're right. And, we said the series was going to come down to the Guardians' bullpen, or at least from Cleveland's standpoint, and it didn't start out too well last night.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Your starting pitchers, they weren't Tarik Skubal, but yeah, Bibee basically shut him down. And Matt Boyd, I probably would have allowed Boyd one more batter, you know, to get him five innings. But, you know, whatever. That you're turning over to your bullpen as quick as you can. I mean, in this series, and the rest of the postseason. So yeah, I mean, they got shut down one offensive game. I mean, they scored 7 runs game one. They got shut down game two. Of course they did. They were facing the Cy Young Award winner. So, you know, game three, we'll see. I mean, they have had a consistent offense, an inconsistent offense, so that concerns me a bit. But as long as they get this pitching, and it has been great outside of one inning, one performance. So you got to feel good about that. And you just, you know, let's see if they can just get back to what they did in game one with their offensive approach then.
Did it stun you, surprise you, not surprise you at all when Terry Francona was hired in Cincinnati?
Not at all. I mean, I think that the relationship between the front office and Tito, and it's tough to imagine because they were so close and so tight for so many years. I think that when the front office decided that they weren't good enough and they traded everybody off when they were a game out, I don't think that that sat well with Tito, and I think that's the first time they really butted heads on a major issue. And I don't think he was ever going to say that in health issues. And I'm not saying he doesn't. I mean, you listen to him, he battles health issues. Like, it doesn't matter. He's always battling health issues. So I think that he always intended to manage again. And he may have said that I would only be here, that I would want to do it. But I thought the minute that he retired, there was no way he wasn't going to manage. It's been maybe a little quicker than I thought, but, you know, not so much, because I thought he would take a year off and then be back in it the next year.
Chris, Guardians win the series, yes or no? We got 10 seconds, 15 seconds.
Yeah, I think it goes five, and I think they do win back at home. But I think it goes five. I think they split in Detroit, and yeah, it's going to go five. And I think and that place will be crazy electric if it does.
It was a good crowd yesterday. It was a good crowd for game one too. It was fun. It was a good feeling to have that feeling while you're at the ballpark. Chris, as always, thank you very much. We appreciate you, and we are always reading you every day. Why? Because you are a great read, my friend. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
All right, we'll talk to you later, Chris Ostenheimer. From the Chronicle Telegram on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Talk a little bit more about the Guardians. Plus, we're going to get a perspective on Deshaun Watson you may not have heard yet. We'll have that for you next. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.